Welcome to the February 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. And Mike, as always, great to see you here for our monthly look into the world of law. And your phone is on. Is that an actual phone call?
That is a call. Where is my phone?
So his phone is ringing here. And I can tell you here while he answers that. Go ahead and answer it. Here on the air. Oh, you just hung up. Who was it? Was it important?
It was a DCI agent.
A DCI agent.
I can call him back.
All right. Does he know that?
If he calls twice, then I might have to answer it. You know?
All right. Well,
maybe I can get him on a break or something.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. Coming up this month, Mike, you are running for state's attorney again.
I am.
And
yes.
So we'll talk about that whole process coming up, possibly. In this very segment right here. Also, we were having an interesting, how Mike and I prep for the show is we have a meal together and then discuss what we're going to talk about.
I think
about.
This was the first time in like 6 months that you actually bought your own lunch. So I appreciate that.
Right, but
I usually buy the lunch.
Because you want the points.
This is the time he stepped up and bought his own lunch. So, you know, that was.
Well, and we've been over this.
He didn't pay for mine, though, but he just stepped up.
I thought about it. I still got a little bit of my income tax refund hanging around. Maybe next month when we've got Jason Gloat in here, I'm assuming he's going to have lunch with us.
Yes, he will, but I guess we'll have to buy his lunch.
We will. I will buy.
He should buy our lunch.
No, you can't make the guy drive up from Sioux Falls and, oh, by the way, please buy our lunch. You can't do that.
But it's his honor to be on our show, isn't it? He should be, you know.
I didn't see him say that in the email.
That didn't come through in the email?
No.
It must have only been on my copy.
No. Guy drives a total of 4 hours for 1 hour of work. That goes against my standard. If I believe if you're going to go somewhere, you need to stay at that location for at least as long as it took you to get there.
That's a good standard.
You know,
so two hours.
Then it's worth the trip. So if he's driving up, not that I'm proposing that we do a two-hour show, I'm not saying at all.
Right. Okay.
But, you know, so
but we'll do an hour
take
lunch.
Take him to the mall or something when we're done.
All right, we'll do the show, then take him to lunch for an hour. Then he'd be here 2 hours, and then, according to your rules, he could drive back to Sioux Falls.
I wouldn't say they're my rules. It's more of a standard that I like to go by. But we will talk to Jason Gloat next month about Marcy's Law, and it's a victim's rights law, or I should say it's a victim rights proposal that Jason's group is pushing. They've got it on the ballot for this fall, and they're hoping to get that.
Yeah, it'll be a constitutional amendment.
Okay.
So it'll be, he's hoping to get it passed, but it's on the ballot, constitutional amendment for victims' rights.
Also coming up this month, we will have a segment that we've been trying to kick off here. Did you know this law exists? And I know, Mike, you've been looking through some books, and we'll talk about this when we get to it, but it was kind of funny to note you were looking through some of the law books and online and stuff like that,
right.
And you find other things that kind of spur off that. And I've noticed that, too, when you peruse the internet for various stuff. Some people call it clickbait. Otherwise, you get pulled off into a different direction. You know, you see something that piques your interest, and you completely, and like in 3 hours later, you're like, where did I start? You know, and then you have to click the back button like 500 times to try to get back to where you're at. But we'll talk about some unusual laws and a couple of caveats to that as well. Plus, Mike, legislative session is going on right now. We'll try to talk on some of the more criminal justice-related bills.
Come on, you don't want to talk about teachers' pay for a little bit?
I think teachers' pay has been discussed enough here in the last three or 4 weeks.
Okay, we'll stick with the law. I know you really push us to stick within our confines on this show.
Well, that's what this...
So I guess we'll have to do that. I know you say, well, that's what this... But we're educated people. We can talk about other stuff.
All right, well...
We don't want to be a one-horse show, you know, or what is that? What's the saying? One horse town. Yeah, we don't want to do that. We want to have some variety for our listeners. You know, let's venture off and, you know, other than law and Star Wars, let's go out there and get crazy and talk about teachers' pay.
Almost 4.5 minutes before the first Star Wars reference on the show. I think that's a brand new record for this month. We will also talk about and this is another discussion that came up during lunch, discussions on the possibility, as we'll discuss, is not a real good possibility, but breaking the state up into districts as far as prosecutors go, and having, say, district attorneys instead of 62...
There's 66 counties, so 66, but not all of the counties have a state's attorney.
Right. Instead of having state's attorneys proper for the counties, to break it up into districts. We'll talk a little bit about what that would all entail, possible pushback from proposing it. It's not been proposed. It's more of an abstract idea that
we were
discussing over lunch and thought, hey, let's bring it up on the program. So we will be touching on all of those items, and again, who knows, possibly a lot more here on this month's edition of the Mike Moore Show. So
more or less.
Well, who knows?
More or less. Well, there you go.
We can't have less than what we've got. Can we get to it all? Well, that's still up in the air. So let's talk about laws right here, given the fact we've got a few more minutes here left in the first segment. Mike, what did you come up with for a few laws that you maybe or maybe did not know actually exist?
Well, you know, and that was good. We talked about this last time that we were going to have a segment on the show coming up, and every month we would talk about some laws, did you know or not. So I was tasked with doing the work, as usual on this show. I do all the work, but you know, we can talk about that another time.
I do all the technical stuff.
Okay, all right. But so I did some research, but one of the things I thought, well, I'll just Google it. You know, I'll just put into Google what are some weird or different laws in South Dakota. And one of the things I found, there's a lot of websites that talk about laws and crazy laws that are on the books in different states. And so I did that, and I found some that listed South Dakota, and there were some wacky laws out there that they said were attributed to South Dakota. But being the thorough person I am, I just don't want to say what the internet said. I wanted to find the law in
the
books.
If it's on the internet, it must be true.
Well,
which regular listeners to KOKK know that every Monday through Friday, Jeff and DK do a segment, If It's On the Internet, It Must Be True, and they've got stats that are supposedly true. That come from the internet.
See, then I was kind of playing their game there.
A little bit.
But so I did.
But you're based, you're all about fact.
Right, I was about fact. So I saw what they said these laws were, so then I went to the law book online and searched to find that law, and they didn't exist. You know, there was, I think, 90% of what they said were crazy laws didn't exist. So it ended up being very little help to me in my ultimate task of finding some laws, as you know, but it was interesting to me that these websites out there are saying, here's the craziest laws in South Dakota, and they list like 10 or so of these laws, and not one of them was actually a law that was on the books.
So what you're getting at is that if you know, somebody hears something about a law, and like everybody else, I mean, who doesn't just go to the internet to check stuff with the amount of information that's there? But I'm getting the sense that you shouldn't necessarily put a great deal of believability into what you see when it pertains to laws.
Correct.
Online.
Right. And one of the things, and I just remember from doing it, is one of the laws that I saw that was listed on this website, it said that in South Dakota, you could be arrested for falling asleep in a cheese factory. Now, and that's what it is. So I thought, well, you know, that's crazy. Right? That's kind of weird. So I then looked that up. Well, there's no such crime in South Dakota. You can't be arrested for falling asleep in a cheese factory. So if you're in a cheese factory, feel free to take a nap.
Now, that being said, I would highly not recommend falling asleep at a cheese factory, because I would imagine there's a lot of dangerous equipment. That could bring you great personal harm if you were to fall asleep while operating it. So
the practical, maybe we should take that out to the legislature next year. Maybe we should make that a crime in South Dakota.
Make it a crime?
That you can't fall asleep in a cheese. Because there is some dangerous things going on there. Plus, you might have some mice there that are there to eat the cheese. You fall asleep, they might bite you or, you know, whatever. I mean, maybe this was actually a good law that should be on the books but isn't.
There's like three cheese factories in South Dakota, Mike. I'm not sure that injuries in cheese factories is a significant problem.
Well, no, I don't.
Isn't that what they have OSHA for?
That would be my guess. Maybe we should head out to one of these cheese factories and take a nap.
Well, there's one in Lake Norton. That's not that far away.
That's right. We jump in the car. Let's go to Lake Norton, take a nap at the cheese factory.
We'll do that after the show. Were you able to find any legitimate Well, before I get to that, and I know we're running up against the break here, but when you research these laws that ended up being fake, I mean, usually if you can go online and you can find legitimate laws to South Dakota posted online through the Unified Judicial Service website and the state legislature's website, they always have their code.
Right, their code, their site where they they got it from.
Whatever it is, 32-whatever-whatever in parentheses. So did any of these have any notation like that, or was it just like the verbiage of the faux law?
They just had the verbiage of the law. Even on the ones that I found that were actually legitimate laws,
have the code.
They didn't have the code, so I had to look them up because I wanted to, if we were going to do the show and I was going to say it, I wanted to tell you what the code number was so people could, if they doubted me, they could check it out.
Okay, so what did you find that is legitimate?
Should we do that after the break?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We can have a teaser. So if they stay tuned.
That's the first we've been doing this show for like 2 years, and we've never teased the previous segment.
Let's have a teaser.
If
they keep listening, they'll come back. I'll give them a couple crazy laws that are on the books in South Dakota.
Crazy laws coming up next on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.